Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. Everyone sit back and enjoy. Let's start with the intro, and let's get the show on the road.
Amazing Race, and it's going to be awesome. And thank you for everyone in the chat room. If you guys have a question, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Survivor fans. I am so very sorry. That was the incorrect opening for tonight's show. It is not Sunday night. Tonight is Thursday night, and it is our Survivor Caramone night. So I want to say, again, welcome Survivor fans to the awesome Rad Reality Show Network and tonight's Survivor Caramone Roundtable Show. I apologize for that clip. I don't know what happened. Do you, Paul?
I do not know. it's probably my fault. I'm trying to search for the right one right now, and
Paul usually loads the clips prior to the show and has them all lined up, and I play them accordingly. And tonight's top clip is a Sunday night clip instead of a Thursday.
All right.
I
found it. I found it. If we can just do a take two.
All right. We'll just go ahead and start this over. Take two.
Trust it, obey.
welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests.
But let's kick it off with our theme song for usually Thursday night, especially during Survivor's time of the year. And you know what it is. Welcome to the show, everyone. Tonight we're going to be talking about Survivor. If you guys have a question on Survivor, you guys can call in 347-237-5506. Let's have a great show, guys.
Okay, there we go. Welcome, Survivor fans, to the Rad Reality Show Network. Tonight is Survivor Caramon, or the Roundtable Show Night. And today is May 2nd, 2013. My name is Cherry Garcia. I'll be your co-host tonight, along with Mr. Paul from Minnesota. We have had difficulty the last three Thursday nights in a row. The last two have been technical difficulty with Blog Talk Radio. And I was so looking forward to tonight because we didn't have a banner on our switchboard telling us that we were having technical difficulty, and then we have our own difficulties starting the show, so we're going to get the next one perfect, I promise. So we do have the host of our show just popped up on our switchboard, so I'm going to go straight to his theme music and bring him up.
And got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox. Stopped the with a one shot.
Mr. Bubba, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. And you?
We're doing great. It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to be here. I hope I won't get cut off again.
Well, we had, that was a Blog Talk Radio problem that they've had the last couple of Thursday nights. I don't know if they've been trying to work on something at Blog Talk or what they've been doing, but we've had trouble the last two Thursday nights with the show just absolutely cutting off on us. But they did tell us ahead of time, they had a banner across the top of our switchboard that let us know that they were having technical difficulties. And so I was so glad tonight when we came on and we didn't have any banner across our switchboard that gave us an indication of any technical difficulties. Hopefully all that is over and they've gotten whatever they were dealing with fixed. So hopefully we shouldn't have any show shut down tonight. It wasn't just you that got cut off. It was all of us. The whole show just shut down.
Man.
Yeah. And that's almost never, ever happened except for the last two Thursday nights in a row.
Yeah. Hi, Bubba.
Hey, what's going on, Paul?
Oh, not too much. Now I forgot what I was going to say. But, like Cherry said, just cut out. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I wish they would pick, and I mentioned this to Cherry, if they're going to do it, pick another night.
Yeah.
Hey, Cherry, I really promised that I wasn't going to say anything because it was over with, but did you see on the news about our weather?
I didn't actually see it, but I spoke to Chi-Town Joe today, and he told me, and I am so, so sorry, Paul.
Wait a minute. It was very strange. It's like, let's put it in your perspective. You're sitting in Arnold, and you had nothing, and across the river in Illinois, they got 12 inches. It was like that close. I had nothing here. But not too far to the east, for instance, where Tom Hartnell lives, he got a foot of snow there. So I'm fortunate it didn't happen here, so I didn't jinx myself. But it happened just about beginning about 20 miles east of us. So
that's all
I'm going to say about it, and I am done talking about. Oh, somebody quoted a new season in Minnesota. It's called Sprinter. It's a combination of spring and winter. Anyway, I am done. I'm not ever going to talk about it again.
Well, you know, we've had 80, 85-degree weather here, and the chill is blowing in today here, and it's going to be down in the 30s. Just south of here, where my cousin lives, they are getting snow flurries tonight. So you're not alone up there in Minnesota. Missouri kind of sucks in the weather department right now, too. We're not getting 12 inches, but going from 80 degrees to snow flurries just sucks anywhere. Yar. it's just not a fun thing to go from such beautiful weather to snow flurries or snow inches or whatever. It's just not fun. It's just not a nice thing to do for Mother Nature. But hopefully we'll get full spring and warm weather in wherever we are in this great nation pretty soon. Right, Bubba?
Absolutely. I was tired of cold weather. My joints keep hurting.
Me too. Amen.
So.
I'm not going to screen that. I think that is Mary and David.
I believe it might be. Should we go ahead and bring them up as well?
Absolutely.
Let's do this. Mary and David.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so we might have somebody from Africa calling in.
You might have somebody from what?
Africa.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I gave him the number, and I also told him I'd get your okay for him to talk about the orphanage.
That would be great.
Okay, he's trying to get a lot of reality people to come and help with an orphanage down there.
Is it from season 3?
What do you mean?
Season 3, Africa?
I don't know where he is from in Africa. I know he is Uganda.
Oh, I thought you were talking about from Survivor Africa.
And a real life person living in Africa.
Does an orphanage in get reality people? We don't know all the details yet, but just to come out to Africa for months, and I don't know. He just got in contact with us, but
wow. But he seems to be a really cool guy, and you know, giving back is what we're all about.
I wouldn't mind going to Africa for a couple months.
That's it.
Absolutely. I wish I could afford it.
I just wanted to tell Paul if there's a weird number shows up. It's
okay.
Probably his name is Clint.
Okay.
Clint Charles something.
Okay.
And we have Michael Doyle from Survivor Whispers. How are you, Michael?
Canada. Doing good. Doing well, I should say. Sorry, my dad would cane me if he found out I said good.
You want to tell me you're not at the finale?
Hey, I'm dedicated to the rad reality show, so
you
that's all
had
I got to say.
You could have been at the finale and still called in.
Yeah, I could have. Yeah, I guess, but
because
no, I'm
the
here.
The finale is tonight. Happening
yeah, I
right
know.
Now.
I know, what? Eh?
Wow.
Hey, Michael Doyle, did you read the spoilers yet?
I'll stay away from that.
Oh my gosh, I wanted to tell you. There's a alien one by accident.
Mary,
whatever.
They don't want to get around it.
They
lay off
big
of
brother
it.
He knows
don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I kind of know, so don't worry about it.
Well, call me back and tell me if what I've read is true, okay?
No, I can't.
Okay, Bubba, let's talk some Survivor.
All right. Sherry, you ready to get on your start with your notes?
I can, or Paul actually took notes, too. Which do you prefer?
Either
okay.
one, it don't matter.
Paul does have
okay.
a clip I think he wants to start with.
Yeah, instead of notes, I got a short clip for previously on Survivor to bring us up to date, and then we'll talk the notes.
Previously on Survivor. After the merge, the Power Alliance had a 6-3 advantage over Malcolm, Reynolds, and Eddie. But they weren't the only ones struggling to survive.
Like, how can we live off of water? Lack of food and injuries and stuff. Stuff like that scares me.
And at Tremail, the survivors found a much-needed gift.
The food auction is upon us.
At the auction, most of the tribe focused on their stomachs, while Cochran focused on the game, buying an advantage for the next immunity challenge.
Oh.
And it was worth every penny. And now Cochran wins immunity!
I am the greatest challenge competitor in Survivor Caramelin. I'm ready to take over.
Back at camp, Sherry and Eric were the swing votes, being wooed by two alliances, the former Stealth R Us and the Three Amigos. But at Tribal Council, Eddie and Reynolds saw another chance to change the game slip through their fingers.
12th person voted out the third member of our jury. Malcolm, need to bring me a torch.
Ooh.
Malcolm, chop his bucket. Reynolds and Eddie, you've been on the outside of this game since day one, but you're still alive.
Eight are left. Who will be voted out tonight?
Great clip. That was a great comment by Cochran.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, man, that was hilarious.
Hilarious.
Okay, now, the reason I took notes is because Sherry was busy doing other things, and she asked me to take the notes tonight. But later on, I find out that she did take some. She had some extra time. But let me start. So after that intro, we come back. It's night 30, and they come back after tribal. And as they wander in, they said, "Final eight, guys." That was a big vote. And Reynolds said, "You and me, Eddie, nothing has changed since day one." And Reynolds tells the tribe, "I'm capable of winning 5 immunity challenges in a row." And then Andrea goes off with Cochran and starts her strategy, saying, "We need to start thinking ahead because Reynolds will be getting to the end." And then Cochran, in a confessional, says, "The fans have no power. I want to take away as much power and suck it up for myself. I want to take control of the game. I'll do it without remorse or reservations. It's scary that I'm saying that. I feel like I'm turning into something that would scare my mother. I'm not the little Harvard nerd that's trembling in the bushes like last time."
I love that.
And then we dawn on the next day, 31, and Tremail basically tells them that there's another immunity challenge coming up, and it has something to do with balance. And they were all shocked because they're having another tribal the very next day. Eric says, "We have to beat Reynolds and vote him off. He's a threat." So they go to the immunity challenge, and Jeff says, wants the immunity back from Cochran. And Jeff says, "Cochran, now even shirtless, a complete transformation, afraid to take off your shirt just a couple of years ago." And the challenge is floating in the water, and they have to balance on a triangular platform with their feet perched on narrow footholds, and at regular intervals move up, and the last person standing will win immunity challenge and will also win a reward, and it is information. So they start the challenge, and just a few minutes in, Jeff pulls out a temptation, a giant plate of donuts and ice-cold milk. Eric and Eddie immediately start talking to each other, you know, and they said, let's both go. And they both drop in, and Jeff kind of is curious why Eddie that he would actually do that. So the next thing that happens, a 15-minute clock comes up on the screen. Jeff says, okay, move up to the next perch. And they all get up to the next perch, and he pulls out temptation number two, three hot dogs and a soft drink. And Cochran basically says that he can't stay up, guys. You know, understand everybody. And he jumps off, and Jeff notices that none of his tribe mates gave him any permission. And Jeff says, you got no love for doing that. And then they show Dawn, and she is just not moving at all, just steady as can be. Even though it's really windy out there, she looks just solid. Then 30 minutes in, he tells him to go up another step, which is the very top of the platform. And shortly after they get up to the top, the wind comes and Dawn falls. And right after that, Sherry falls. Then Reynold has just some amazing saves. There's just three of them left, Reynold, Andrea, and Brenda. And Reynold almost falls off several times, and just they were amazing saves. But finally, he cannot hold on, and he drops off. And then it's just Brenda and Andrea up there, both of them safe. They all just wanted to make sure Reynold didn't win the immunity. And Andrea tells Brenda, I'll share that info with you if you jump off. And Brenda replies, I'd rather you beat me than jump off. And then all of a sudden we change, and they're still up there 3 hours later. And they both agree. Andrea says, let's change it up and just stand on one foot and lift our left leg up. And Jeff mentions, wow, first time in history that the contestants are making their own rules, but he agrees, counts it down, 3, 2, 1, lift your left foot up. And shortly after that happens, Brenda falls. I'll stop there.
So,
was there anything you had that I didn't?
No, I was pretty much following right along with you.
My opinion, one thing I wanted to add, that to me, it almost looked like Brenda jumped off. I didn't see her toppling and losing her balance. It looked to me like she jumped off. I don't know if anybody else had that same opinion.
I don't know. I thought she did fall.
Yeah, I did. I don't think that long that she would have jumped off.
Yeah,
she lost her balance.
Yeah, she had lost her balance, and she couldn't stay on that one foot. So she, rather than face plant, she kind of dove, but she had lost her balance.
Now I want to say something too. Can I say something?
Sure, go ahead.
Bubba, are you there, hey, Bubba?
Looks like we've already lost Bubba.
I was going to ask him about the water.
It's wet.
Really? You need a swimsuit. Guys really don't look good in swimsuits to me. It's more of the girl angle that I like. Is he there?
No. Yeah, we're here. I when you bring up the girls, I also have to say I have heard time and again that women have much better balance than guys, and it seems like that has come true for the most part that I've watched Survivor. Anytime there's been a balance type of thing.
Yes.
I noticed that too, and I'm looking at it and from that kind of aspect, because it's a lot of balancing and stuff. I just don't know how they do it. Like, it's the waters are so freaking choppy.
I would say most girls at a younger age have done gymnastics and cheerleading and you know, this and that, and they go out and do the somersaults and the, so I would cartwheels. I would say they got, most of all, you know, they got better balance.
Yeah, I totally agree, because, but it's not just that too, but you look at the feet as well, like the size of the feet.
Yeah, the smaller feet.
Andrea had four toes on that board, and Reynolds had one big toe and a little bit of his next toe. So that's a big advantage when you got two extra toes holding on. I noticed that. I got little feet, yep. So I could have done better than him. I did notice that, though. It was a lot harder for the guys because they barely had two toes holding on, and Andrea actually had her fourth toe where she could hold on. So, you know, it's more like almost standing, you know, with your feet instead of just half a foot.
What about you, Paul? Do you think you would have done well in a challenge like that?
Well, I have seen so many of the similar challenges, you know, like on Survivor and on Big Brother, that don't adjust the footholds to the size feet that they have. And I never understood that. To me, it should be adjusted so that there is equal amount of, you know, percentage of your feet that
right.
you're able to stand on.
Because
like a body mass kind of thing.
Right, because like for Big Brother in their challenges, Terry, you know, they'll check their length of their hand when they have to hold a key up high.
Right.
So that everybody, you don't have to tiptoe, you're flat-footed and you can all reach it, and everybody's is at the same, you know, different levels, but at the level they need.
I think it's something different. My opinion is, a lot of times, I think the balancing is more of a girl could win, and a lot of times they do physical stuff that is more for a guy. So I think they really try to, like, alternate them and balance them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes it might be more of a girl challenge to win, but sometimes it's more of a guy challenge to win.
Now, when I asked Jeff Probst, what he does is a virtual living room. When he did that a couple of seasons ago, I asked him, do they show any favoritism for different contestants? Because remember Latif on One World, he was a very small guy, right?
Right.
And I was trying to figure out, like, Missy A and I were trying to figure, like, a good question, and that kind of really hit home for us because we're like, what about him, like his challenges, and they were pretty much all the same for everybody, so I think it's a very delicate balance.
Yeah,
I don't.
I'm sure it
sometimes
is.
I don't think a woman's got a chance at all at beating a guy at a challenge, and like on that balance, I don't think a guy had a chance in the world of beating a girl.
Yeah, there are challenges that I think are gender specific, and in, you know, the greater possibility of one or the other winning. But sometimes one or the other will fool you.
I ain't saying that a guy couldn't win the girl challenge or the girl couldn't win the guy challenge.
Ooh.
But
it's more likely than not.
Yeah, if they got to set up 10 challenges, then it's hard to, I mean, maybe six of them, they kind of balance them out to where anybody can win. And a couple of them, they kind of do more of a balanced girl challenge, and a couple of them maybe more of a physical guy challenge. You know, still anybody can win, but, you know, that's just my opinion. I think that it's just, you know, it's just the way they got to do it.
Right.
And the thing that I wonder is, like, do they have more than one challenge set up? Because they got to have, like, a bunch of these challenges all set, and then is it predetermined, like, when they're doing the challenges, or did they get a feel of how the thing is going, and they may want to have one challenge before another, you know?
I think,
like,
that's,
you know what?
True, yeah. I think that they got, if they's 10 challenges, they probably got 15, 16 challenges set up, and after they do a couple, they can get a feel for the players, because every year you got different players that, you know, it's all about TV, it's all about ratings, you know, and maybe you got this alliance going this way, and maybe we'll put a challenge out here that this other team can win to, you know, make TV. To me, it's all about the TV, it's all about the ratings, so I'm sure they got 15, 16 challenges if they was 10.
Do you know anything about that too, Paul, or?
I have never heard, but I agree with David. I think that that they don't create new challenges. They have, you know, a set of challenges, and I think that they would be able to switch them up, or, you know.
So
you
guys think that all the challenges are done? Because it's like a huge location, right?
No,
yeah,
no.
They can't
shift. Set them up.
Yeah, they have to bring all that stuff from, you know, some warehouse somewhere, even if they do build them, you know, in the country that they're in. But I just can't, you know, I'm sure they have them all ready to go, but they could switch them up as they see fit, so.
Okay.
And,
sorry if I went off on a tangent there.
No. No, we were on subject about challenges, so that worked fine for me. Should I go on with my notes? Or you want to?
No, go ahead, Paul.
Okay. So after the challenge, they come back to the camp, congratulating Andrea, obviously, and Reynolds then has a confessional where he said, you know, this seemed to be the theme all throughout the show, but this would be a good time to get out a strong player, but unfortunately, you know, I'm not the conductor. I have no say in it. Then Andrea goes off with Brenda to share the information she won in the challenge, the information note. And when they open up, it's obviously the same clue that Malcolm had won at the auction the previous week, telling him where the hidden immunity idol in detail, where the hidden immunity idol was located. And Andrea decides that she's not going to keep it to herself and is going to tell her entire alliance. So the whole group of them.
Stupid.
So dumb.
The whole, huh?
So stupid.
Sit down to seven players and you're going to tell your alliance. Yeah.
It's okay. She got it. Keep on.
Yeah. So the whole group of them go off to look for the hidden immunity idol, and Eric ends up finding it. I think he said he came from a family of diggers. I'm not sure which male voice that was, but it's probably him. And then they quickly have a shot in a confessional with Cochran, who says he was, as soon as he found it, he was waiting or wanting to tell Eric what he should do with the hidden immunity idol, but before he had a chance, Eric hands it over to Andrea, and Cochran responds, "Does he learn nothing?" So obviously,
back, Bubba.
Huh?
Welcome back.
Yeah. My phone's jacked up. It's got that touch screen on it. It's like my cheek touches it sometimes. It'll hang up, and then you kind of get back on, and it's like it won't. It's like now you're trying to hit it to get it to come back up, and it won't. Sometimes it's sensitive,
well,
and sometimes you have to take a hammer to hit it.
You got to move that chewing tobacco to the other cheek, man.
Well,
and you gotta learn how to touch the camera too, though.
Get a inline phone, and that won't happen.
Yeah, that's funny too.
House phone.
Oh,
it's a cell phone.
Oh,
well,
man.
While you were gone, we did talk about the immunity challenge and all that stuff.
I bet Bubba agrees with me and Paul about the challenges.
And Michael Doyle, I think, had a question for you.
You ready for this one, Bubba?
Go ahead.
How's the water? Oh, okay, forgot. Go ahead.
Okay, you know how the water affects the challenges and stuff, eh?
Yes.
Eh?
Okay, now how does the water affect the fishing?
It depends. I mean, if you're talking like, is the water murky? You know, after a lot of rain, it'll get murky. You can't see. And a lot of times it's not just the water that affects it. The producers told us if you catch the big fish where they ate off the coral, they're poisonous.
Yikes.
Yeah, and it's like, you know.
What about, like, the choppiness, too?
The what?
The choppiness of the water, like how...
Yeah, the chalkiness. Yeah, you know, when it's falling, like, after a storm and stuff like that, they have a lot of that. You know, after a big rain, it just get like chalky, milky, like, and it really affected the fish.
No, he's not saying the color. He's saying
the
roughness.
Choppiness.
The chop.
Like,
you know,
choppy
how the,
when it gets windy and stuff.
Oh, well, literally that thing, because once you go under, I mean, you know, it wasn't, no, that wasn't a big factor in that.
No?
No.
Okay, sorry.
Well, Michael,
I just had
I do know that when we had Brandon call in, remember, Terry, we had asked him, why ain't y'all out there fishing, remember?
Right.
And he said that they weren't allowed to because of the sharks.
Right, they had sharks where they were.
Shark infested.
Right there near where they were.
And
they
he said
they
would even come up to the shallow water.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was just wondering,
that's
like, because... Okay. Like, pretty much everything evolves around water nowadays, it seems like, on Survivor.
Right.
Let me ask something, Bubba. We had a discussion while you was gone. If there's 10 challenges, do they probably got 15 challenges made up.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe 6 of them are for anybody to win, and maybe 2 of them's leaning more toward like a balance for women and like
absolutely.
2 more physical?
Okay.
And,
see,
and
he said absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
That
because it's like, it's like in our season, they had all the guys on a balance beam out in the middle of the water and all the girls.
Yeah.
And they were made exactly the same. Okay. But you put men on one weighing as much as we did, you know, it rocked and shook back and forth. But the ladies weighing a lot less, theirs was firm and sturdy. Now, some people would say, well, the men had a disadvantage, which we did, but it wasn't the girls' fault. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
They were built exactly the same. They were built exactly the same, you know, but it's just where we were, you know, heavier than our shook and theirs did.
So
I think, yeah.
So, Bubba, there could be, like, probably 7 challenges that we never even seen because, you know, they may have decided not to use those challenges because all these challenges are done before the season have started.
Right.
Ah,
they're
see, that
very,
makes...
Very, very possible.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, because I've often thought that, you know, if the season starts in July and there's a certain person that they want, you know, maybe breathe a second breath of air into or whatnot, they might think, well, they might have a better chance at this challenge. It's a puzzle, you know.
And what, sorry, I forgot your name. You were saying, oh, yeah, it's good because of ratings and stuff. Now that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So.
Bubba, Phil53 in our chat room wanted to know, when you're bringing in fish, will the producers tell you if you can eat them or not?
They told us, like I said, not to catch the big ones because they've been eating off the coral the longest and they were poisonous. So they kind of give you a heads up about that. But if you're fixing to eat something that's poisonous, it's going to hurt you, yeah, they'll tell you.
Okay.
Hey, I need to break in to let Sherry know something. They have actually started your game on the NHL Network while the other game is finishing up. So do you have, if you have the NHL Network, work on your TV and switch that over, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
They just dropped the puck. Anyway, I need to make a comment about Andrea's deal with Brenda. She said on the balance beam, if you drop
you
off Brenda.
Off. Yeah.
She said, if you drop off Brenda, I will share the info, the reward info that we're going to get. And Brenda turned her down. And Brenda did not jump off. Brenda fell off. So when we get back to camp, why is it that Andrea feels she still needs to share it with her? Because that was not the deal. That was, to me, one of the fatal mistakes. One of the mistakes she made on that episode. What, you guys feel the same?
Oh, yeah.
She was stupid. Yeah.
Yes, that.
The deal was never through, so she shouldn't have showed anybody.
Well, also, I thought she caught Malcolm digging at the well, and she knew he was digging for immunity last week. Why wasn't she out there? She kind of knew where it was at. You know what I mean? She should have already been looking for it anyway.
I was surprised that she wasn't. I mean, why wasn't her and Cochran out there?
I think she felt that safe.
All right. I was thinking the same thing, except they get home at night after the tribal, and pretty much right away the next morning they get the tree mail telling them they have an immunity challenge. I don't think she really had time to go search
That's
for
true.
It
yeah.
before the and challenge. Then,
and then when you guys noticed about the Brenda and Andrea on the beach, don't you guys see Eric just sneaking in right behind them?
Yeah, in the background.
And
yeah.
I was just like, oh, my God, this guy's like sneaky. He's a sneaky devil, this guy.
I don't know.
I agree.
Eric ain't got a mean bone in his body. That's what's disappointing me. He's going to let somebody run over him again.
That poor kid.
Yeah. I love him to death. We've met him a couple times. And if he would, I think he just could have had a different, better game. I don't think that he's got a chance going to the end right now. Not with
Cochran. Yeah, there is so... I'm going to talk about that later on in the show because there was something. Anyway, Bubba, I think when you were gone, talked about the Eric finding the hidden immunity idol with all the people there, and he turns it over to Andrea and Cochran.
Oh.
And has he learned nothing?
Dude.
So,
Bubba, I'm just shaking my head here, man.
Exactly. I'm right there with you.
Anyway, so back to the notes here. After we have a commercial after the Eric found the hidden immunity idol, we have Andrea in a confessional saying we need Reynolds out, but possibly it's time to blindside somebody. It's blindside time before it happens to me. And then we see sitting in a group in the shallow water, Andrea with Cochran and Sherry. And Andrea says, you know what? If we blindside, who should we blindside? I think Brenda is strong. And then often a confessional Cochran says, the performance of Brenda and Andrea in immunity challenges marks the beginning of the end of the Alliance of Six. And that, by the way, is the name of this episode, The Beginning of the End. So it was kind of a Cochran quote that got the title of last night's episode. And he goes on to say, Cochran, there's signs of people now playing for the end to secure their own victory instead of a group victory. And then...
The quote was basically, I think today's immunity challenge and the fight demonstrated by Brenda and Andrea marked possibly the beginning of the end of the Alliance of Six. If so, there's still two easy votes in Reynolds and Eddie. We can split the vote between the two of them, and one will be sent packing. Yet we're seeing the self-interest and desires bubble up onto the surface, and people are playing for the end game to secure their own victory instead of the group victory. And so he said, what Don said is probably the, oh, I'm sorry, that's going into a different part. So basically he's talking there about the beginning of the end of the Alliance of Six. Sorry, Paul, I just had the entire quote there.
No, I was hoping you would do this, Cherry, because we both took notes, and you're the note taker, and I was kind of filling in, so I was hoping you'd add to it. Ben Cochran is quoted as saying, Andrea is smart and, like me, thinking well beyond the six, but this game is all about timing. Andrea had also before that had when she was talking about maybe targeting Brenda, she said, let's see if Dawn would go along with the Brenda vote. And then a little bit later, Andrea's then seen talking with Dawn about turning against Brenda and voting her off. Wait a minute. This seems like a jump, so you can fill me in. But before we go to commercial, Dawn makes a comment about her biggest obstacle right now for her is her mind. Anything you want to fill in there, Cherry?
Nope, I pretty much jump all the way on to tribal at that point.
Yeah, tribal is hard to take notes on, but what I wrote down was Jeff immediately calls out Eddie for jumping off to get the donuts, and then he questions Andrea and Brenda for why they stayed up so long. Then the subject of timing comes up with Cochran. We get this theme, you know, about blindsiding somebody, turning on, you know, somebody in the alliance, and timing, and all this stuff is basically a common theme throughout the show. Dawn then comments that she hasn't been honest in the game, so she's got to assume others may not be either. Jeff compliments her on her honesty, and she says it all creates paranoia, thinking
that
way.
What Don has said is probably the most honest thing ever said at Tribal.
Oh, yeah.
You know you've lied, and other people could be lying to you. And that is so true. So true. You know that if you're lying to them, they're probably lying right back to you.
Yeah, and then I have note here that Andrea says, you know, they bring up, Jeff talks about Reynolds and Eddie, and Andrea comments, yeah, Reynolds and Eddie are votes. So you can so if you use them as votes, you could get out a Don or a Cochran or an Eric or a Brenda, and Jeff adds in, or an Andrea. And she smiles and she says, yes, but with my immunity, not tonight, or immunity necklace, not tonight. What other notes do you have on tribal? I don't have that many.
That was about it.
I think that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Basically, is the one voted out, and there's
I think you forgot one note. Paul, Terry.
Huh?
I think you forgot one note.
One note? What did we forget?
Yeah. Did Malcolm not look hot?
Oh, jeez. So, Paul, how about the Winnipeg Jets? Oh, man. Guys, don't talk about Malcolm, please.
I
Let
have to agree
one
with
note.
Mary.
He's, like, beautiful.
Let me say one note. I did notice that Malcolm had his hand on Phillip's knee.
I don't like that, Bubba. You're lying.
Bubba, no. But did you see how much Phillip wanted to talk during tribal council?
Oh, you can see it. Phillip wanted to speak so bad.
Oh, my God. I was just laughing. I was like, serves you right sitting out on that challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. He wanted to say something so bad. And before they go to every tribal council, Phillip, don't be taking time out of saying things. They're probably giving him a speech each time. So
I wanna expound or talk about Andrea. I mean, she just keeps digging her own grave, and so many different times, and we have a few more times that we haven't even gotten to yet, but for her to out loud at tribal make a comment about, yeah, we could use their votes to get out, and she names all of her alliance, all of them except for Cherry, obviously, but she names every single person. I mean, what goes through people's mind like that? Shut up.
Yeah.
I just, like, from what I know, tribal council, like, lasts 4 or 5 hours.
Yes.
And we're only seeing 15 minutes. And I've always told Survivors, I'm like, just dedicate a full freaking episode of Tribal Council.
Yeah. Put it
online.
You know how
Bubba,
epic that would be?
Bubba, what do you think about it? We as Big Brother people love our live 24/7 feeds because we can see so much more. What about taking the whole Tribal Council, the several hours that we hear about that Jeff does, and put those up online? Would you be up for that?
Well, you know, you go on a tribal council there for a long time, and, you know, sometimes they have to take time out and calm things down, which, you know, that would be going to get tested. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you get some of them people where they just get so mad, it would just be just a continuous beep, you know. Could they make a whole show out of it, you know? Yeah, they could. But they'd probably have to put it a little bit later in the night for people to watch it, you know, because sometimes people get their temperature to get the best of them. And a lot of times those tribal councils go on so long because they're trying to get people to calm down just to tell their side, because temperatures really flare at tribal council.
We've heard how long tribal councils have lasted and you know, they can last for hours, and that Jeff really knows how to pull out what he wants to get out of, you know, each person. He asks some of the most amazing questions, and if he doesn't get out what he wants, he will sit there and keep asking, you know, questions until he gets what he's looking for. And, you know,
he
gets the pot stirred. And so I can only imagine what some of those tribals have been like with some of the people who have been there. I can just imagine that a lot of it would have to be bleeped out.
Very much so.
And that's the thing, too. Like, I think Jeff would make an awesome moderator. Like, you know the tensions right now between North and South Korea? Stick Jeff in the middle. He'll sort it out. It's just, wow. Like, the tribal councils, the stuff that come out from that is just, like apparently he yells cut a lot, too, from what I know.
Yeah, if everyone in the nation wants Survivor, Jeff Probst could win the presidency. Because everybody that watches Survivor loves Jeff Probst.
Yeah. You know, Jeff, he does a real good job. But he stokes the fire. And you've seen, and we've talked about this in past episodes, but he even does it at Tribal Council. And I remember in particular, he asked Rory, our season, a question. And Rory focused on this answer because he didn't want to make nobody mad. It was one of these kumbaya, we all hold hands, we're a team type thing. And Jeff stopped him right in the middle of his answer, and he goes, well, you can just stop right there because I can already tell that's a nothing answer. And he moves on.
Oh, my God.
He moves on to somebody else, you know. And So it makes you, you know, when you hear that, you think, oh, well, yeah. So it makes you be more sharp with your answers. And then, you know, he came to me and I said, I think our biggest, you know, biggest mistake is not playing together as a team. But most of our guys thought, well, we're playing a bunch of girls and thought we had it. And I told him, I said, man, you don't ever underestimate a woman. You know, if they don't beat you, they'll die trying. And sure enough, you know, they just handed our hats to us in them, you know, challenges. But, Jeff, if he don't think your answers, you know, if he just thinks you're just throwing a bunch of crap out there trying to keep everybody, you know, nice to you or whatnot, he'll call you on it.
Wow. I wonder, Bubba, you talk about that it gets heated and he has, you know, has to calm people down. I'm wondering if, does ever the jury all of a sudden, you know, start talking when they're not supposed to? And do they ever get fired up and start getting unruly? And he has to, you know, they have to edit that out.
Yeah, I'd say it does. But usually, what they can pull on them is, you know, call on their contract, say gag order, and if you want to. You know, if you still want to receive your money at the end of this, that usually shuts
yeah,
them up.
That will hush them up real quick.
Right.
What about, Bubba, what about on the way to Tribal Council? Like, you know how they have the walk down the beach and then they're in the boat? And
yeah,
I'm like,
you know, yeah, that's the newer seasons. They've got little things like trucks and boats to take them wherever. Instead of having to hike 3 miles or whatnot.
RVs
but,
and...
you know, it's...
Like, that's a little bit much, isn't it?
See, that's one thing I like about being on season 9. We were the last single-digit season.
Dude, that always was.
I always thought that's cool, you know. Anything after that, you know. But...
Okay. I'd like to comment on Andrea a second. Andrea said that she was so nice the season she played, and she ended up getting played. She trusted everybody. As soon as she heard Cochran sitting in that water talk about timing, should not she have been smart enough to know that he was playing her?
Yep.
There was so many, I agree with you, David, there was so many times she could have picked up on things, and we have even yet to get to the biggest time she should have picked up on something, but there were clues all over the place for at least the viewers. You would think that she would have picked up on it too.
Do you guys remember the last time we had a double boot?
No.
Like for a season?
No.
No.
It was after Redemption Island.
been a while, but I don't think it's been that long.
I can only remember back to last week, not last year.
Because I'm trying to get back to, like, okay, One World, and then before then, I think it might have been one season before One World, where there was two booter. And then the last one, I think it was Andrea on Redemption Island, she was at the tribal, and they had all those questions, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And then that was her tribal. Yeah. And then they're, like, asking all the questions and stuff, and you think she would have learned from that?
She should have. You know, it seems like she kind of fell right back into her trusting ways again, and she even said numerous times this episode, if I feel threatened.
Yeah.
You know, if I feel threatened, I'll use my idol. You know, well, apparently she just didn't have her radar up because she was feeling so secure.
Yeah.
And giving all of her trust to everyone in her alliance. And that's where she fell short the last time.
Yeah.
I
anyway,
think
let me No, I was just going to say, let's get back on the notes because I'm only halfway through the show here. So they come back after Tribal night of day 31 and say, only seven of us left. It seems like it's a really, you know, not many people there is a comment. Then in a confessional, Andrea says, well, Reynolds gone, no big move tonight, but it's time to blindside somebody. And then we have Andrea and Cochran off on a nighttime chat, and she says, if we don't do it, they're going to do it to us. And she then says, it has to be Dawn or Brenda. And then we get Cochran in a confessional. Now she's talking about Dawn, my biggest ally in the game. And then we get Cochran with Dawn and Brenda by themselves. And Cochran immediately rats out Andrea and tells both Dawn and Brenda that Andrea is going after them.
It's so funny because you have A, B, C, and D. You have Andrea, Brenda, Cochran and Dawn.
I'm just going to read it. I just
thought about that. Eddie.
And you have...
Eric?
Eric. And you have... you have Cochran and Brenda and Dawn wanting to get Andrea out, so B, C, and D wanting to get A out, and A wants to get B out, and it was just sort of, I started just shortening my notes, and I was like,
oh, okay,
and all
then
of a sudden I realized, we have A, B, C, and D here.
Did you guys look at, you guys know the name of the tribe right now?
Yes.
Anil Adam.
Yes.
No, spell
Madeline
it backwards.
Spelled backwards.
And it's Madeline spelled backwards because that is
Malcolm's
mom.
Yeah.
Malcolm
and
came
then,
up.
But if you, and then if you also look at it, it's like made line, like you made a line in the sand between the favorites and the fans.
Oh.
Anyway, so the next scene is we dawn on the day 33, so we skip day 32. Who knows what else Andrea was doing to her game. But day 33 dawns on another immunity challenge, and they had to start off on a platform in the water and thread a buoy through a long rope that wound its way through an obstacle course. And once they got to the end of that rope, there was a key that had to be untied. Here we go with knots again. And then they take that key to unlock a box that has ladders, rungs in a puzzle. And there's seven rungs that they have to put on a ladder to reach the top and pull their flag up. And it was close until the rung started, well, close except Sherry. Sherry got called out by Jeff a lot for being behind. But then Eric starts putting the ladder rungs up, and he just blows everyone away, and he wins it. Jeff puts the immunity necklace around his neck
and makes
a comment, you know, to Eric. So are you thinking you might give up your – last time you had an immunity necklace, you gave it away. Do you think there's a possibility you would do that again? What a dig, huh?
Oh,
yeah.
My God, and I was cringing.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to have to hop off here. My son, Aaron, is in from the Air Force. He's on active duty. I ain't seen him in a year and 5 months, and I have to get up early. So I was going to spend about 30 minutes with him before I had to go to bed. So I'm going to hop off here.
I'm so glad.
Baba, tell him we said hello and be safe.
And thank you for his service.
I appreciate it.
Okay, and have a good return home too when you're with your son there. So, yeah, make sure that you party safe too, Bubba.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Hey, y'all, take care and thank you.
Thank you so much for calling back in, Bubba.
Okay.
Take care, hon. Good night. Okay, Paul, keep going.
My notes are going to get a little shaky. Hopefully yours aren't at this from this point on. But they come back after the immunity challenge, and Eric is out by himself on the beach. And he said certainly he hopes he's learned from the past. And I thought, okay, we hear this clap of thunder. He looks up to the sky, and I thought, there's going to be some meaning to this. But it never really, nothing ever really happened that, you know, why
like
did they include
sign from
that?
Up above.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. So then Andrea starts going around rallying for Brenda votes and makes a comment about her last time on Survivor where she thought she was safe, and blam, I get blindsided. So there was another one that you were mentioning, Jerry. You know, throughout the show, we kept hearing her talk about that.
Right.
You
said that Brenda made it easy for her at Tribal tonight by being a threat to her in the challenge. So she was sort of saying that, you know, it's sort of Brenda's fault that I'm going to do this because she was too much of a threat to me.
Yeah.
No, but she was talking about Brenda long before that challenge. And I kind of thought that comment was a little awkward, but I don't know.
Yeah.
She said, I have an idol and I'll bring it tonight and I'll play it if I feel threatened. But right now I think I have all my ducks in a row.
Yeah.
But, you know, then when Andrea doesn't want to get rid of Eddie, it makes Cochran uneasy.
Right. But just before that, and we're going to be interrupting each other because we have different notes, but Andrea goes off into the shelter and basically tells Eddie, it's going to be Brenda tonight. And Eddie says, this is the first time that in all the show that he, you know, feels like he knows who's going home, you know. So, yeah, then Andrea and Cochran start talking, and she makes a comment to Cochran about, you know, about having a final three with Eddie.
Right.
And Cochran says in his own confessional, Andrea likes Eddie too much. And we haven't seen that. Remember when we first saw them merge, we were wondering if there was a relationship brewing.
Right.
And it seemed to me like there must be one, the way she was, you know.
There had to be.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to log off here because there's something going on that I want to watch.
I understand.
Okay.
Don't tell me because I'm recording it. I don't know anything that's going on.
Oh, yeah, I got to watch
pretty,
this.
Please.
Stuff.
He ain't going to call you.
Please.
No, I can't. I promise.
I
got
to know.
I promise.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us tonight. You have a
bye,
great
Michael.
Night, babe.
Okay, everybody, take it easy, and thanks so much again for letting me call in, guys. It means so much.
We enjoy having you so much. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate it.
Okay, guys.
All right, take
care.
We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind, Paul.
Not at all.
Okay, man.
I understand.
Take care, babe.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Paul, you should be like the rest of the tribe and not give him any love. Keep him like Cochran.
For those people that don't have any idea what we were just talking about, tonight is the finale. Michael is from Winnipeg, Manitoba, is also a Big Brother fan, and tonight is the finale of season one of Big Brother Canada. It's actually a 2-hour episode, and we're already an hour into it, so it's getting close to finding out who wins. So that's why he needed to leave us, and I so appreciate that he did come on for the time he did.
Right. Oh, I'm just saying, if the spoilers is like I've seen, my gosh, wait till I watch it.
Who cares? If they ain't good enough to put it on TV,
David, don't watch it with me. I'll watch it online.
They won't put it on TV.
He won't watch it because it's online, and he don't know anything about a computer or iPod or nothing. So I do it on my own free time, and it's awesome.
I would like to say one thing. I'm so disappointed in Andrea. I wanted her to get Cochran out, and she could have done it. And she knew from the fourth week on, her and Cochran had this little thing to where when it come down to it, they'd get rid of Philip. So she knew right there that not to trust Cochran. And then Cochran gives her all these, well, it ain't time and ain't right. I'm so mad.
Yeah.
How many of you show of hands or scream and yell or do something? How many of you think that Cochran could take this game?
I've said it.
My hand's up.
Yeah, I've said it all along.
Because first of all, they're seeing him as not a threat, but who has won the most immunity challenges? Cochran.
What? No, it don't matter.
Well, he's
going
to be able to play that in the end.
He was playing
Philip
all along.
But they see him as he's Cochran.
And as he said tonight, he's certainly not the timid little nerd that was shaking in the bushes last time he played. You know, the little Harvard nerd.
No, he came with his shirt bare off, didn't he?
Well, after last night, we know who the final three is. Because you know he's taking Don, and you know he's taking Brenda. He ain't letting nobody get him out.
I don't think he's that close to Brenda, Dave. I just think that Don is his girl.
Bet me.
Okay, we'll see. I don't think he's that close to Brenda, guys.
Bet me.
I think he would have voted Brenda off if Don would have said yes.
I think he might take Eric.
No.
I think he could.
He'd be stupid to take
what
Eric.
About, let's throw another name. Let's throw another name in the mix who keeps staying around, who we said at the beginning of the season was the leader of the fans. Look how
Sherry
has
turned
around.
No.
Yes, he could.
No.
Why not? No, but David, why not take Sherry as a throwaway? In other words, if you go to a final three, you want to bring somebody that nobody will vote for.
Okay, Paul, this is it, okay?
They would.
Because David, up to the very last second of American Idol, argued with me. Oh, no. Candace would have gone home last week. Now she's safe. It's going to be Cree going home. I said, David, Amber was going home last week. No. Amber's safe. You
Candace
wait and see.
The reason they've done a double
thing. He still won't admit it.
They wanted Candace to stay in.
He still won't admit it.
No.
That's why.
Reason,
he always thinks he's
the
right.
The reason they won't take Eric is because he's a sweetheart. Everybody loves him. And he ain't really done nobody dirty.
That doesn't matter, Dave. If you can prove you played the game, that's
how
you win.
Sherry, they won't take her because
yes,
she's a fan.
Well, most of the people in the jury are favorites. They're not going to give it to
a lot of them would give it to the fans just because they don't like Cochran or whatever.
Well, I think you're pretty smart, okay? I didn't think about Sherry.
Sherry, they won't take her. She won't make it to the end.
I think she might.
Okay.
Anyway, I raised my hand as well. Sherry, I think it's really looking like Cochran is going to make it to the end. Even seeing the previews of next week, which we normally talk at the end, it's, you know, showing
they're trying to get rid of Cochran next week.
That he might be in trouble, and every time we see an edit like that, it's to fool us fans, you know,
exactly.
to us to worry. But back to the notes here. Let's see. It's Cochran goes and talks to Eric and tells him that we're going to vote out Andrea. And you okay with that? And he said, sure. And he says, we got to make Andrea feel safe so she doesn't play her hidden immunity idol. And then we see Eric and Andrea off by themselves, and she tells Eric, you know, that it should be, you know, that she wants to go to the end with him, and he makes a comment that he believes, you know, that she's honest about that.
Yeah.
And the thing is, and like I said, they're a little sketchy on the notes before we go to tribal, Cherry. I don't know if there's any that you want to fill in there.
I don't know if I have anything. I got to get out of this
room.
Somebody posted my name in a chat in a room, and it was making
that's
because
you're so awesome
at me. Oh, and I can't
so,
get out of it.
Are you? Is that a Facebook thing?
Yes.
All right. Find the post, and there's a link that will say unfollow this post, and click on right under the original post. It says share or comment or stuff like that, and if you should find something that says unfollow. Anyway,
okay, there we go.
Okay. So
there we go.
I just felt.
It was driving me crazy.
I just felt like Eric, you know, was in such a good position. He even makes a comment, you know, before we go to tribal, that he is in control of this game. And I thought, you know what? He kind of is. He has, you know, Andrea with an immunity idol, you know, that he can trust, and he's good with the other people on the other side. And
yeah, but
I think
that's what gets people voted off, is thinking you're in control, because Andrea thought the same thing.
All right, but here's the deal. I'm going to jump right ahead to the ultimate vote with Andrea. Eric, I give him some blame. And the only reason why I feel maybe he didn't do it was maybe he is in some alliance that we haven't seen with Brenda, because all he had to do, and he would never have been revealed because they split the votes. All he had to do was tell Andrea, hey, girl, they're going to vote you out, so you better use your immunity idol. She could have used it, and Brenda would have gone home. Without any blood on Eric's hand, he could have done that. Without any blood on his hand, because the votes came out, you know, for Brenda.
Yeah, well, Eric's too nice. He ain't like that.
I think he could have a secret alliance.
No, I'm saying no. Eric is so nice. He would have thought that would have been... If he's talking to Cochran and Don and Brenda, then to him, there's more of them. So he's got to be, You know what I mean? He's that nice of a guy. He really is. He's really nice.
He would have thought that to be deceitful.
Yes,
well,
he would have thought it.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
because I know at the beginning of the season when it was Eric, I mean, it was Brandon, and because there was Brandon, Brenda, Eric, and who was it? Who was the other one?
Brenda.
No, Brandon, Brenda, Eric, and somebody else on the favorites that wasn't in the South RS. Well, Brandon, like, sided with the other person, and Eric and Brenda it didn't show much of. So maybe way back then they did form an alliance.
I don't know.
Wow.
You know what?
Oh, you're pretty smart.
Jerry, that is now me.
Pardon me?
Somebody did that to me. It was my Facebook.
Well, that's because you're so awesome.
It's the same thread, Paul.
You're getting hot. Get off of there.
Anyway, so before we run out of...
Our names are put in the same thread. I have to know.
Okay. So as tribal happens, you know, one vote for Andrea. She wasn't surprised because she was sure Brenda would do it. But then when the second vote, that was classic. When the second vote came up for Andrea, she out loud, she goes, "What?"
Yes. Yeah, she just absolutely.
Before the vote, the other thing that I wrote down was when she didn't use her hidden immunity idol,
everybody snickered.
Everybody was smiling. But then when she goes, "What?" the camera goes over to the jury, and Reynold is just going crazy, rocking back and forth, laughing, smacking Malcolm on the back because they were so happy that Andrea just got voted out.
Yep, they had brought in the jury, which is, as we know.
What I didn't understand, though, was Eddie... I mean, there was two odd votes there.
Okay, there was Dawn and Cochran voted for Eddie. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Dawn and Cochran voted for Eddie. Andrea and Eddie voted for Brenda. And Brenda, Sherry, and Eric voted for Andrea.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
they had talked about splitting the vote up. Right. The other thing that I didn't mention was during tribal, this was another great thing that everybody's talking about lies. Cochran says, "Yeah, I have lied." And Jeff talks to Andrea and she says, "Yeah, I got to be honest with you. It makes me a little bit nervous." And I thought she's going to, you know, she's been saying all episode that
if she felt threatened
or nervous or paranoid that she would use it. And she didn't use it even after she said that. That just blew me away.
Yep. I have that same note. Jeff asked about how powerful having an idol is this late in the game. It's huge. Cochran replies, and Andrea says that if she feels threatened, she'll play it. And I have the same exact notes. And... you know, the votes are in. First vote, Brenda. Second vote, Andrea. Third vote, Eddie. Fourth vote, Andrea. And she says, "What?"
I must say, she had a great attitude about the whole thing, though. I mean,
I think she was saying, "What, again?"
There was a real cute picture of her posted in Survivor Whispers with her sort of standing there with a pouty face and, you know, the two fingers up on both hands. And just a real cute picture. And I think she played a really good game up until... just recently,
when she started trusting
too much.
Yeah.
And
real quickly, let's wrap this up before we run out of time because it is getting that point. Next time on Survivor, we see Cochran is in trouble, and then we see Eric withering withering away, and he's crying for food. He's climbing up to get coconuts, and he's just crying.
He's like almost all the way up that tree, ain't he?
He's getting ready to fall off that tree.
And then they say a home visit changes everything. I don't understand how that changes everything, but that's what we're teased with for next week. So you can wrap it up now, Cherry. I'm done with my notes. I hope I did okay by you.
Did wonderful. Thank you so very much for covering for me tonight, Paul. You did a great job, and I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Mary and David, thank you guys so much for calling in. We didn't get your caller from Africa. We were watching
on
the
switchboard.
Yeah, but
that's okay because I'll talk to him. He said it was 4:55 a.m. when we talked.
Okay.
And that was at 8:55 our time.
Maybe next week you can get him to call in.
Yeah, but, it's 4:55 at 8:55, so our 9 o'clock is his 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Wow.
I'll talk to him all week, okay?
Right.
We don't know. He just contacted Mary, last week, something about
an orphanage.
An orphanage, and he gets reality people to do it, and so we're trying to get more information about it. If they want to fly over, I'll go over for a month and stay.
Right.
We'll try to cover that with you guys. I'm glad you brought that up. It sounded so cool, but we do have to wrap it up tonight.
Right.
And
we're about running out of time here. But thank you so much. You guys are always, always just our favorite guest. We love having you on. And make sure you call back in next Thursday.
Okay.
We love having you.
What time are you doing Amazing Race?
It's 9 o'clock on Sundays.
It's a two-hour finale. It's 10 o'clock, but you're going to do it.
I will call you and let you know. We may start the show a half hour later.
Yeah, because in case it's a late show. Right,
yeah.
Let us know, please.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much.
Love you guys. Take
care. Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye, hon. I want to make sure everybody knows to come back on Sunday for our Amazing Race finale show. We will post when that show is going to start. It will either be 10 p.m. or 10:30 p.m. Eastern, because sometimes there is sports events that cause that show to run late. We may start it a half hour late. Because it is a two-hour finale, it would run into our show if we don't start it a half hour late. So I'm going to talk to Louie and find out what he wants to do. I'll post it everywhere so everybody can know exactly what time that show will start. But that will be our final show of the season for TAR's Second Pit Stop, so make sure you make it on Sunday night with Louie Stravato of the Amazing Race 16. That's going to be a great show. And then on Manic Monday, we're going to have LaJuan back with us to cover for Michelle, who can't be here with us on Monday because she has a previous event scheduled. But LaJuan's going to be here to cover for her and talk all about the Pac wedding. Adam Pac and Sarah got married on 420, and he was there. He's going to talk to us all about that and all kinds of other things. So make sure you're here for the Manic Monday. And back here again on Thursday. And here is Ron to close the show because we are running out of time. Love you. Bye.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
Everyone, take care. Have a great, great weekend. Make sure you're back with us on Sunday night and Monday. We'll see you then. Be kind to each other. God bless. Good night.